Live from a fan boat in the Everglades, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred, hard-hitting discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned referee, honored herpetologist, retired reptile rodeo clown, and a man who once saved Hugh Hefner from an embarrassing situation, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and inventor of the double stuffed Oreo, also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, sculptor, water skier, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who could crack walnuts in his cubital falsa, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Yeah! Woo!
This is far the best opening we've ever had.
I know, I kind of like that one, so I went ahead and clipped it back just so we could use it again. I've saved it. That might be the one I use all the time.
I love that.
That's awesome.
And I think that opening from the has a segment with alligators crawling off the shore and into the water.
Yeah,
definitely. I think so.
That is 100%.
As they're going down the river.
That is accurate as it can be.
Oh. So totally appropriate.
Did you see the story? Now, of course,
of Galileo's finger.
Galileo, what's the significance of that?
Okay, this is from a previous podcast where I mentioned that Galileo's finger is on display in a museum in Florence, Italy. For real,
where you went recently?
Well, we went recently, and I was looking at it. They had it in under a glass dome.
Dude, was it just the bone, or did it have skin on it?
No, it's just a bone. Okay, so. There's a story about it. It says, it's a remarkable bit of irony, the finger, venerated, kept in a shrine, subjected to the same treatment as a saintly relic. But this finger belonged to no saint. It's the long, bony finger of an enemy of the church, a heretic. As with a fine wine, it took some years for Galileo's finger to age into something worth snapping off his skeletal hand.
The
finger was removed by Anton Francesco Gori on March 12th of 1737, 95 years after Galileo's death. Passed around for a couple of hundred years, it finally came to rest in the Florence History of Science Museum, which has since become the Galileo Museum. In 2009, two more fingers and a tooth belonging to Galileo were discovered at an auction.
The spare auction. How many parts of him got pulled out? They take the whole thing?
The spare parts had disappeared in 1905 and had not been seen for 100 years. But then the purchaser was able to deduce their origin and has returned them to the Science Museum, where they match a detailed description from when they were last seen. Today, the middle finger sits in a small glass egg among lodestones and telescopes, the only human fragment in a museum devoted entirely to scientific instruments. It's hard to know how Galileo would have felt about the final resting place of his finger.
He wouldn't have felt good without it.
Whether the finger points upward to the sky, where Galileo glimpsed the glory of the universe and saw God in mathematics, or if it sits eternally defiant to the church that condemned him, is for the viewer to decide.
He didn't know how to hold a grudge, did he?
Who, Galileo?
Yeah. Sounds like his finger was pointed to the church. Yeah. Kind of made him mad.
I mean, does someone like open up the crate that he's in every so often and catalog what's left of him, or to make sure it's all there?
I wouldn't want to have that job.
I mean, how easy was it to get to him that all the pieces are?
I'm taking that finger.
I want that thing.
Hey, guess who we got back room? Galileo's body. You want to have a look?
I said you'd have like in a bar in a jar up on What's in that jar up there on the shelf? It's Galileo's finger. Can you prove that? What the hell are you talking about, boy? I told you it's Galileo's finger.
Whose else's could it be?
Elvis.
I guess. You know, you can't go get Lincoln's parts. You know, they stole Lincoln, or we're going to steal Lincoln's body, right?
Okay.
You knew that.
I didn't do it.
Did you know that? You knew that
historically? I can't remember. There was no, I don't think so.
There were some guys who were going to steal Lincoln's body for ransom.
Okay.
And they literally got it out of the sarcophagus.
Uh-huh.
The
Where
coffin.
Was the body at this time?
And it was in Springfield.
Okay.
Lincoln's tomb?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which was wherever he was.
Lincoln buried.
They get him partway out and they get arrested.
Uh-huh.
And
what year was this?
About this time to make sure that it's him.
This is during COVID.
This is around 1900. Okay. They've been dead about 30, 40 years.
Okay.
To make sure that it's him, they opened the coffin
up and looked at him.
And looked at him and said that he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
All things considered. You know, that there had been a flag that was draped over him that had deteriorated, but that when Lincoln died, it got shot. They brought him from Washington, D.C. to Springfield.
They hauled him on a train all over, yeah.
But they hauled him all over.
Yes.
And in order to keep him fresh enough to do that, they had a team of what do you call them?
Egyptians.
Taxidermists.
Icemen.
Taxidermists.
Keep him on ice.
I mean, they just preserved Lincoln, embalmed the holy daylights out of him.
It's like King Tut.
Yeah, so that when they opened him up, you know, 40 years later, he looked pretty good.
Okay.
But his son...
Let me tell you something. He didn't look all that good before they put him in there.
Well, he didn't look worse then. Okay. So his son, who's still alive at the time, apparently...
Todd.
Said...
Huh? I thought Todd died early.
No.
Tad.
No.
Tobias.
No. Robert.
Robert.
Okay, Robert. You would have got it sooner or later.
Says we're not going to be opening up the crate and taking his fingers and, you know, putting them in bars and stuff here and there. So when they put him back in the tomb in Springfield, they poured a layer of concrete over top of him.
Get out!
Yeah, like 5 or 6 feet thick.
So they're not going to get him out of there now.
You're not getting no fingers from Lincoln. Lincoln's not going to give you the finger.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
There's new known facts. About Mr. Lincoln.
I'm just waiting for you to abuse a tour guide at Lincoln in Springfield, Illinois. Now, if you were to open this tomb today, Abraham Lincoln would be where? No, he wouldn't.
No, it's concrete. It's going to be concrete.
You're not going to open it up and look at him.
He's not going to happen.
When you go to like a tomb of a famous person like Washington, you know, George Washington, don't you kind of want him to open it up and let you have a look at him, see what
he
looks
really,
like?
No.
Really? You don't want to see him?
No.
Like if they could open up Lincoln's tomb and let you open the... We're going to bring in some people and let you have a look at him.
Not interested.
Huh. What about you, Greg? Would you have a look?
No, I don't know. I was at... let's see. Who was I at? I was trying to look for that Polk.
Hey, Rick, I'll wait for the movie.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm doing a little research here, fellas. I'm sorry. Did I get rid of that? I guess I did.
Here's an idea, Rick. Why don't you and I join Greg and just scroll our phones and we'll have silence for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, you're here to do a job, Greg.
There you go.
What's he got? Nude pictures?
Yes.
Of Lincoln?
Yes. And it wasn't a finger.
He just handed me a picture of the tomb of James Polk.
Yep.
I mean.
He's got concrete on him.
Who cares about him?
Well, people of Nashville did, Tennessee.
Even if they could open it up, no one's going to go have a look at James Polk.
His wife was there.
I had to go along with Rick.
I know, but this is all I got, fellas. I can't compete. I haven't been to Europe. I haven't been to Springfield. What
oh, you've been to Europe.
You've been
and
to
Springfield.
Europe.
I mean, lately.
It hasn't changed. It's, you know, you go to Europe.
Everything there is old.
1,000 years from now, and it'll look the same.
This is probably true. It's pretty cool.
That it's so darn old.
It's dirtier than New York.
But you don't
but
get
they pick
shot.
Up trash. They pick up trash twice a day, too.
I got to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me.
How those rugby players, we were in France.
Paris, France.
During the same time as the International Rugby Championship. And down by the Arc de Triomphe, they had set up Rugby Village.
Well, just to be clear, it wasn't anywhere near the Arc de Triomphe. It was near the square where they did
the guillotine
executions. But go ahead. Tell your story.
How did you put up with him for 2 weeks?
Nobody listening to this podcast would know where the Rugby Village was.
Well, or, now they do, don't
or,
they?
Or care.
Now they know. Go ahead.
But my point of my story was, I think that setting up a rugby village in the middle of Paris, generally, and inviting them to all come together
in peace and harmony,
in peace and harmony, and drink beer and listen to loud rock music and all get along, just ain't going to happen.
The history of Europe is that none of those countries can get along for more than like 5 years at a time without
Much
going to war.
Much less a bunch of drunken, aggressive rugby players.
It's going to be fun, folks.
That's why all the police in France were around that place.
That's where we should have waded in. We got right up to the bar and said, hey, those guys from Belgium said they're tougher than you.
And then just stood back.
Yeah. Said that you guys come over here and play rugby in skirts. Yeah.
You got helmets. What's with that?
All right. Got commercial.
Lay it on us, Rick.
Today's program is brought to you by Cousin Tim's Dairy Farms. Pure, unadulterated milk.
Wait a minute. What? Did Cousin Tim put Uncle Dan out of business?
Or is he going in cahoots with him?
Well, you think
every commercial's Uncle Dan.
Well, this one's isn't.
Okay.
Pure. Can I start over?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Pure, unadulterated milk, fresh from the cow.
Now, is Tim,
are you insane? Do you really want to risk your life on the spin of the bacterial wheel, drinking milk fresh from a cow, without any pasteurization or cleansing or anything? Well, let me tell you something. Cousin Tim's Dairy sells nothing but grade A milk loaded with all the vitamins and chemicals that you crave to help you sleep at night. We Cousin Tim adds retinol palmitate for vitamin A, carrageenan to emulsify.
Oh, stop.
Oh, this is getting so much better.
Tribasium calcium phosphate for bone strength.
More.
Do you drink this with a spoon?
Dipotassium phosphate for consistency. I wonder what consistency. But anyway. Oh, and don't forget your PGPR, polyglycerol polyxyranilate, a chemical so powerful we can't even say what it does in advertisements. But you can bet you want it. Homogenize, pasteurize, you name it, Tim Ises it. Cousin Tim's Dairy Farms. Delicious, safe milk.
I feel better already.
I'm going to have to try a glass of that.
You know, go to Europe, you can drink goat milk.
Well, you can go here and drink goat milk, eh?
Did you know they have over there in Europe?
Our wives told us not to act like tourists. You know, like first thing right we now. Do is step out of the train. Look at the tall village.
Did you really say that, right?
Of course, it's coming from a guy right now. He's wearing a shirt with a frog playing a banjo on it.
That one didn't make the cut.
I was told not to wear that shirt either.
They have ultra-pasteurized milk that is in a little carton, and it's not refrigerated.
Yeah, they don't have to.
They don't refrigerate it.
Because of the pasteurization?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I'd go for that.
Well, good luck getting ice anywhere you go.
No, I see. You don't. As I tell you, when I was in the Netherlands, it was just warm beer.
I didn't get that. It's like they don't know the recipe for ice over there.
Yeah.
You know, they only been living there and operating the continent for like 2,000 or 3,000 years, and they can't make ice.
Well, and the other thing is, it's not like the temperature's any different than it is here in the United States. It's pretty much the same. We want ice here. I would think they'd want ice there.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah, they bring you a bottle of soda.
It's just soda.
And here's a cup with two ice cubes in it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
much. How'd you survive?
It was difficult.
Well, what did you order Oh, we're in some restaurant, and he orders spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh.
And he got the lecture.
In Italy, you don't get spaghetti and meatballs. You order your spaghetti, and then they bring you a meatball on the side.
He says, only Americans order spaghetti and meatballs.
Yes.
What else? You got? You ordered something else that
I ordered lasagna.
Gave you away.
I wanted to try authentic lasagna, right?
Okay.
So I go to Mama Italian Mia's. Restaurant, my Mamma Mia, and they give me the menu, and I scroll down through it, and there's lasagna a la something or other. You know, I'm like, perfect. You know, meat sauce and lasagna. This is exactly what I want to try. Authentic Italian lasagna. And I order that, and the guy, like, chuckles, you know. And
stupid American.
What's he think he's getting here?
And it was, the menu said, like, a la Mercy or something like that. But when you read it quicker, it was, you read it, and it spelled out American lasagna. Which apparently is somehow different from Italian lasagna. I was going to say referee, but the waiter.
Garçon.
Yeah. Like, it's grating on me. When I wanted, you know, it wasn't that I was just wanting American lasagna. I accidentally ordered it, apparently, off the children's menu. And
way to go, Rick.
It was pretty good. I mean, it tasted like American lasagna, but it was not authentic. And the guy knew it.
So he's still mad about that?
Hey, did you open your squishy ball?
No, I haven't. Okay, we're walking around, and you know, there are these vendors everywhere, you know, trying to sell you something, right? And the gadget of the season were these little round balls. They're
called splat balls.
They're smaller than a tennis ball, but they're soft. And they would take this ball and they would throw it down on the ground. And it would just flatten out like it was liquid.
Like an egg.
Big stain.
Like if you cracked an egg and let it just spread out.
Yeah, and so it splats down, and then if you watch it, it draws up into its original shape and makes this squeaky noise as it does it. Goes,
like a pig. It's the coolest thing.
It was amazing.
And there'd be guys, you'd go down the street, and you'd see them plop those things down. And they just do this, and you just had to have this.
Like, wow.
So question.
That is so useless.
Wouldn't you? But it's cool. So how much lira was it?
Oh, they're like a buck or something.
$3.
And both of our wives.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're going to scold us for buying one of these.
Yeah.
When they're buying junk.
We're not leaving Europe without that.
So did you convert money into euros or just use cash?
We did that before we ever left America.
Ooh. Well, exchange rate was?
Dollar to dollar, pretty close.
Euro's real close. Pound's like $1.20 a pound. A pound is worth like $1.20,
yeah. That's pretty decent. That's
anywho,
pretty decent exchange.
So buy one of these things, and then Alan buys one because, you know, he has to do whatever I do.
Oh, my.
And I get home, you know, and it's upstairs in the kitchen. And I take it out, and I'm just dying to show it to, I can't remember who I was going to show it to, probably the dogs.
Yes. They would run over to lick it up.
Pitch it down the floor, and it just stays in the same shape. It's just
a con job.
It doesn't flatten out or make any squeaky noise or nothing.
So you got,
I got snookered.
Yes, you did. They just have one.
Did you try putting it in the microwave?
He just had one. One of them that's like a $20 version of the thing that actually does what it was. Yeah. And then these dollar versions.
Tell me about that piece of art that you bought. It wasn't on this trip, but when some guy had a bunch of pieces of art and you.
Yeah. We're on some cruise, and there's a guy out by the seashore painting. You know, like all Grenada. Right. And it's just beautiful. I mean, the painting is fantastic painting.
So where's the painting at?
Huh? It's upstairs.
Gotcha.
Cool. Except that, you know, we buy this painting. He's like, okay, so let me pack
I'll take
it.
This one.
I'll package it up for you. You know, and he takes it back, you know. And we get back home.
Wrong picture.
And open it up. And it's a lesser grade version of what we bought. Apparently, he...
Did he switcheroo?
He did the old switcheroo on us when he bagged the thing up. I guess, you know, he's the good painter, you know, who sits out there and everyone goes, ooh, this guy's Da Vinci.
And
you know?
Rick got his trained monkey version.
He's got, you know, I think Alan said he's got like all of his nephews who sit around and can mildly paint. You know, they took the one of those courses they saw on Channel 9.
Bob Ross.
As long as they cover up the numbers.
Yes. But I got snookered on my paint. I got snookered on my splat ball.
Man.
You just...
And you've promised...
you coming.
You just, yeah, well, you've got Target written all over.
Oh, yeah, but you know, you've promised Dennis a souvenir. You told him it's coming. And now you know it doesn't work.
I don't know that mine does it. I bought mine from a different guy.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
We'll see.
You haven't got it out yet. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm letting the suspense build.
Yeah. Then just bring it out to him.
I've got to give it to him now or he's going to hear it on the podcast.
Yeah. Dennis listens to it.
He doesn't. He doesn't have the technology to even figure it out.
Well, the light was on when I went by his house, so he's still up yet. It's getting close.
Has he got trick-or-treaters there at the door?
Not yet.
It's not trick-or-treat day yet.
By the time this podcast comes out, it's come and gone.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's true. I've been thinking about what to do about that splat ball, too.
So?
Maybe if you warmed it up a little bit, hold it, put it in your armpit or
something
like that.
I've tried that, and I didn't, you know, and it's not warmed up. It smells worse now.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
But
yeah.
Like you said, you know, I'm tempted to put it in the microwave.
Put it in your mouth and
put it in the
suck on it a little bit?
Put it in the microwave for a couple seconds to see what
loosen
happens.
Loosen it up a little bit?
Maybe put it in a pot of really hot water.
What would be cool is if you put it in the microwave and it, like, sets something off and it starts growing and growing and growing and becomes a glob that you can't control.
Just keeps growing.
Yeah.
Inside the house.
Because God only knows what's in it.
Was Steve McQueen in that movie?
The Blob?
Yeah.
I think it was. It was his first one, wasn't it?
I think it was. Come on, Greg.
I did not see that.
You probably took...
It's your era, man.
You probably took Mary Ellen Rogers to the drive-in to watch that.
You know...
you probably were of the age where you took a date to a drive-in, didn't you?
Oh, I don't think we ever got that far. Alton, I think, was the closest one.
Well, we didn't ask how far you got.
I've heard of the bases, I haven't heard of the cities. That was about, that would have been the closest one, about 25 miles.
Where? Pleasant Hill? Dalton?
Yeah.
Alton had a drive-in?
Yeah. No, they had one at Summer Hill, which is between Pleasant Hill and
There's still one at Litchfield.
There is, yes.
These are all small towns in Southern Illinois.
Yes.
For you international listeners.
The one I remember is that one that was down in what is now the dangerous part of St. Louis.
Well, right across from McDonald's.
Yeah. Right before you got to Halls Ferry Circle.
Isn't there one at Springfield right outside by the Knights Action Park?
I think maybe there still is. Springfield, Illinois. I think it has one.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of Springfields in the United States.
Wasn't that the North Star or North something drive-in? Because it's in North County?
Yeah.
That's been a long time ago.
I wouldn't go there now.
It's not there anymore.
You sure?
Yeah, I went down that way one time. It's been not too long ago. And the McDonald's isn't there, I don't think, anymore.
No.
And that was like one of the first in St. Louis.
Right.
Yeah. Whenever you'd haul apples to St. Louis from Hardin.
Illinois.
That you'd go past that McDonald's. It
couldn't
was like,
stop. You had to stop every time. Yeah, absolutely.
It was part of the trip. Because it was the only McDonald's.
Only one. Only one around. And the sign said, thousands served.
Now it's billions.
I thought your kids said you're not supposed to talk about being old.
When did they say that? That's all they talk about is me being old. God, you're old. I went to...
Have they said Boomer? That? Have one of your children actually said that to you? God, you're old.
My oldest one is collecting pictures of me asleep in public places so that she can show them at my funeral.
Wow. She's a planner.
That's,
I like that she's planning for your funeral.
That's just wicked.
Yeah.
Wow. How many places she got?
Oh, tons of them.
You fall asleep in places?
Everywhere.
We took pictures of him asleep around Europe.
Yeah. I got a picture of Rick asleep on the train.
Is his mouth open?
Oh, that's a big lie. I wasn't asleep on that train.
I beg to differ.
I know where I'm asleep and when I'm not.
I think that we can post. Because
if I was snoring, Sue would have nudged me.
She was asleep too.
Mouth is open.
There you are.
All right, I told you.
And then next picture.
I told you.
Well, at least there's mouth is shut.
Sound asleep, both of them.
I told you if you showed those pictures, I was walking out.
Yeah,
see you.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
We had this bet.
Where you can go? Go out and sit in my truck. And I haven't posted these anywhere.
Yet.
I don't have anything to post on.
Do you want me to put them on a jump drive and give them to you and Sue?
Oh, that'll just disturb her. When we were in Europe.
My wife said, before you post any picture on the internet.
I got to see it.
She has to approve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. That. Sue's been calling her and getting approval before she posts it.
What's funny is that the three of us are afraid to violate that order.
I have not posted anything, sir.
See?
I'm mildly terrified of her.
Welcome to my world.
Well, you even asked me in front of her if I was scared of her. I think you're on, you put me on speakerphone. Yeah. I didn't know it.
And you go, yes?
I did. And all of a sudden, well, Greg, you should be.
A little.
Now, Sue had said, you know, if I fall asleep, take my picture. It'd be funny.
I'd be trouble. Tell them what happened.
Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Going to Coliseum. We got a tour to go to the Coliseum. Alan and Sarah are already there because they're probably got there like 45 minutes before the tour started. And Sue and I are going to get there like 5 minutes after we're supposed to be there because that's the way we live our lives.
It's the nature of a Ringhausen.
Yeah. So we get there, and of course, the cab driver lets us off.
Half a mile away.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 blocks away from where we're supposed
to be. It'll
be
quicker.
Yeah, and we look down. Sue says, there's Sarah. You know, we're heading down, you know, now kind of hurrying. And she trips and falls in the Italian dirt.
It's like this limestone walkway.
And she's got the dirt of the Rock of Ages on her from head to toe.
Yeah. She's totally covered.
I just can't imagine how she got that much dirt on her in that little fall.
I could have laid down
and wallowed in it.
Yeah, just got wiggled around like a snake. I still wouldn't have had as much lime on me as she did.
You know, and of course, you know,
she's dressed completely black.
You know, and I was right behind her. It was all I could do. I tried to grab her and stop her, and I couldn't accomplish that.
He pushed her.
I did not push her. So I didn't have the strength to stop her. And she falls. You know,
I heard Rick shout, turned around just to see her go down.
Go down.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, we still, you know, the tour guide is handing out the speaker things, you know, and Sarah's like getting the tickets checked and everything. She doesn't see any of it. And we come
over. Once again, she has no idea what's going on.
And I'm trying to clean the dirt off Sue, you know, as best I can, you know. And, you know, she's mildly upset, you know, and mildly injured, a little bit of blood, whatever. You know, finally we get her cleaned up, you know, and we do the tour and everything's fine. That night, you know, we get back to the hotel, you know, we're talking about the day, you know, and looking at pictures we took at the Coliseum. She says, you know, you should have taken a picture of me right after I fell with all that dirt on me.
It would have been really funny.
It would have been really funny.
Wow. What an attitude. Cool.
It's the biggest lie on earth. I can't believe she said that. I mean, because if I had taken a picture of her.
Okay, Rick.
What?
I was there when she said it would have been really funny if you... Next time she goes down, no matter where it's at, she falls in
a
puddle of water.
Yep.
Pull out your phone, take a picture.
If I'd taken her picture, she would have got up and beat me to death with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you've been given permission.
Yeah, that's permanent. Lifetime pass.
I'm doing this for you.
Honey,
I'm taking your picture.
Because you think it's going to be funny.
Because it will be funny later. Later we can all laugh at this. We're okay now. Yeah.
So now you have to.
I will.
I'm dying for Sarah to fall. No. I'm not.
That's just so you can put her in a box and pick off the parts you want to keep and put them in a glass in a museum.
Middle finger.
Yeah.
Part I'm most familiar with. Okay, travel ahead.
The four of us spent 2 weeks together in Europe.
Yeah, that I can tell. No doubt.
Look here, Greg. I still got my wedding ring. I'm still married.
I still got mine.
Alan's got his. It was not fatal to either one of us.
Huh. Yes, sir.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that your original one?
Yes.
First marriage?
Yes. You?
Yeah, same one.
Rick?
Same one.
All right.
Mine's starting to get a little rusty. I should have gotten gold.
Some inlay in there. It's all kind of worn off.
All rubbed off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had to scour the United States to find some woman that would marry me.
I thought you were going to say to find a ring.
That's what I was going for.
That was when I was at my best physically and mentally and everything. There's no chance of finding anybody better now. I'm keeping her. That's the way it is.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of a two-way street? Don't you have to agree to that? Don't you have to want to stay? Shouldn't you strive to be your best even now?
Every day.
I didn't take her picture when she was in the dirt.
There you go.
That's pretty
You're
good.
A good husband.
Pretty good comeback.
You're a good man.
Is that time? It's close to that time, isn't it?
We're way over our time, Rick.
That's a big lie, but... So, next time,
what's the
hold today?
Huh? Well, so this is episode...
23, isn't it?
23.
Well, I mean, see, there is no 23 here.
Got too many papers in front of you.
I guess we lost 23.
All right. What's the Italian grab?
To be announced. to be determined. Okay. Very good, then. I'll see you later.
From Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
Alligator.
Good night.
Arrivederci.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour, brought to you by Heaver's Coffee. One cup and you'll be a heaver forever. By Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Federation. See you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network.